This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. There we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was hoping that G would be able to be on with us. There is a family emergency going on with his... with his mother-in-law in Ukraine, and she's in a very serious condition, and it's extremely difficult to get medical attention out there. As a matter of fact, if you are in your 80s, as I understand it from him, and you need a doctor, just forget all about it. You know, they won't even give you hydration. They won't even give you an IV with saline. You're on your own. And are we headed that way? It looks like we're going that way. It's pretty sad. So I will contact him when he's available, and we'll reschedule him to come on USA Prepares with us. And we're going to talk about some really interesting things. We're going to talk about collectibles. We're going to talk about counterfeits. How can you tell if what you're interested in is a counterfeit? We're going to talk about furniture. I'm talking about collectibles and furniture, military porcelain, documents, signatures. You know, you can buy an Adolf Hitler signature and a Martin Bormann signature and a Rommel signature and an Eisenhower signature. And we're going to talk about comics, comic art, baseball cards, pretty much anything you can collect. And he is quite the expert on rings, private purchase rings for people who were in the military. All branches of the military and all theaters in all countries. I kid you not. So he's known as a worldwide expert in that field. So we'll get him on. I'm sorry that he's going through all these family health crises right now. It's just terrible. But he'll be back with us. So it's just me for hour number one. Hour number two is going to be Joe from guns80.com, G-U-N-S-80.com, and we're going to be talking about how to build your own unregistered, unlicensed, no paperwork AR-15, completely legally. What does it take? How do they work? What do they cost? Who can do it? How much skill do you need? And the rules. So that'll be the second hour today. So yesterday, the heat index was 99... And there's a reason why I'm telling you all these things. The heat index yesterday was 99 here in Missouri. It was blistering hot. The sun's rays were just unbearable. I could go out for a little bit, and then I'd have to come back into the house out of the sun, cool off, hydrate, go back out, and rinse and repeat. It was 106 in Arizona, 110 in Texas, and 106 in Louisiana. So... from my research, we can expect extreme temperatures hitting 110 in this country, United States of America, for about a month, especially in the Southwest. So the question I have for you is, do you have a plan B should the grid go down? So right now, daytime temperatures in a large area of the United States of America will reach 10 to 15 degrees Fahrenheit above normal for about a month. New England to California. We can expect, in my opinion, a negative impact on corns and bean crops. Corn and bean crops. Now, the power grid is not quite at a record level, but it's close. The record level was set in 2011. And what's driving the grid to the extreme load, the breaking point, is the fact that people are allegedly working from home. So instead of having just that big air conditioning system running where you work, we're running lots of little ones at home. And they're probably not as efficient, for one thing. For the second thing, there's lots more. So instead of just leaving your house and not having air conditioning running during the day, we're running air conditioning during the heat of the day. So what does that mean? Well, the electric utilities have, without your permission, without your consent, installed smart meters. And these meters talk to each other in a grid, wirelessly, over the electric wire grid as well, through the air. Lots of different ways of communicating, but they communicate. And they send back real-time what's happening at your house. So they know exactly how much electricity, meaning the utilities know exactly how much electricity you are using at any given moment, actually any given second. And what they've decided to do is roll out, deploy these smart meters so that they can adjust your electric bill real time. So when you use electricity the most, when you need it the most, they will raise the price per kilowatt hour. So during the heat of the summer, when you've got to have that air conditioning or die, that's when they raise the rates. When you have to have your heat pump running when it's freezing cold in the winter, or you die, they raise the rates. That's what they do. The board of directors of these corporate utilities have a fiduciary responsibility to either their members or their shareholders, and that is profit, 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 above everything else. So how do you raise profit? Well, you raise the rates, you decrease the maintenance, and you pay people as little as possible. That's what you do. That's what happened in California. They forgot about maintenance. They raised the rates. Fires killed people. And they said, oh, you know, we'll have to do better next time. So how much are the electricity rates going to go up? Well, from my research, it looks like it's going to be about 10 to 30%. So it looks like just about everybody's electric bill is going to go up, not only because you're going to use more electricity, but because they're going to charge you more for each unit of electricity. So you can expect to see power bills in the very near future between 10 and 30% higher. And as I mentioned many times recently, I suggest you prepare for blackouts, rolling blackouts, brownouts, and rolling brownouts. And what are they? Well, a blackout is no electricity. A rolling blackout is, well, we don't have enough electricity, so we'll just take down one area at a time, and we'll give electricity to everybody else. So we'll just say, Section 1, you don't get any right now, but everybody else does. Then we turn off the electricity for Section 2, and everybody else gets it but Section 2. And then we turn off the electricity for meaning the utilities, turn off the electricity for Section 3, and then everybody else gets electricity. That's a rolling blackout. Rolling brownout is, well, we don't have enough electricity, so we will reduce the amount of current that everybody gets. And they do that by voltage. So what happens is, instead of, well, here's what happens. You get somewhere between 110 and 130 volts. And what is it called? So when people talk about, well, heck, what's that drill use? Well, it's a 120-volt drill. Well, it will operate between 110 and 130 volts. More than 130 volts, the drill runs hot. Less than 110 volts, the drill runs hot. So electric motors need a lot of current to start, typically between 2 and 3x of the running current. What that means is if a motor, an electric motor, takes 100 watts to run, it takes 200 to 300 watts to start it running, to get it moving, spinning. Okay? So what's going to happen as you have these brownouts, you won't have enough electricity. It's going to be really hard on these motors. Now, what would those motors be in? Well, you don't have to worry too much about that electric fan that you have in your ceiling, the ceiling fan. You don't have to worry too much about that, or the attic fan, because they're pretty rugged. But the ones that have trouble would be the ones in your heating and cooling system. Yeah, central air. Your compressors that are driven by electric motors in your window air conditioning units and your whole house air conditioning units. And your washing machine. And your electric dryer. And your gas dryer. And your dishwasher. And your electric mixer, but not so much the electric mixer. I mean, that's pretty rugged. But it needs full voltage, too. So you'll be facing less voltage. Now, how do you know what the voltage is? Well, you can get a meter. You get a digital volt-ohm meter. V-O-M, volt-ohm meter. And you can learn how to do it. You can go to YouTube and look at how to put the two probes in your electrical socket, and it'll tell you how many volts you've got. Another really easy way, probably the best way, is to buy something called a kilowatt, K-I-L-L-A-W-A-T-T, kill, A, watt. And you've got dashes between the words, so kill-A-watt. And what this does, it's a meter. You plug it into a receptacle, and it's about the size of a little larger than a deck of cards, but about that size. It has a digital display, and it's got some buttons on it. And you can see what the voltage is coming out of your outlet. Or if you plug a device into it, there's a receptacle right on this kilowatt device that you plug into your outlet, and it will tell you how many watts something is using. So, for example, I bought a used freezer, a chest freezer, and I wanted to know how many watts it was. Because I've got a plan for, since we have a solar system, or if I want to use a generator backup, can I run this darn thing? Well, a kilowatt will tell you how many watts that device will use. It also tells you the voltage of the outlet. And around here, we have about 123 plus volts most of the time, maybe 123.7. And sometimes it bumps up to maybe close to 127, and sometimes it goes down to about 121. But it's always over 120. And that's good, because we're first off the grid here. So we have a solar system that is on-grid, off-grid, and hybrid. And because it's summertime, I'm using the grid to cool the house because of central air conditioning. Because, frankly, our solar system does not have enough capacity to run a central air conditioning system. It just doesn't. And I don't know anybody who's does. So because of that, I use the grid for air conditioning. And then we run everything else on our house, or almost everything else, on our solar system. Now, I can throw the switch anytime I want and go right off the grid instantly. I mean, I can be off the grid in, I'd say 5 seconds. But it's better for me right now to be connected to the grid for air conditioning. So here's the point. You might want to consider a solar system, but I would never buy a grid-tied system, meaning you have to have the grid in order to have your system work. I would never buy one of those. And that's what the electric companies, the electric utilities, want you to do. They want you to buy a grid-tied system, so you have your solar panels on your roof, and then you sell them electricity when the sun is shining. But when the grid goes down, you lose the clock, the 60-cycle clock that your system needs in order for your system to work. So you have nothing, no electricity at all when the grid goes down.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was telling you about the Kilowatt, and it's a device you ought to consider getting. It's about $25. You can buy it on eBay. Sometimes you can find them at junk stores if you decide that you're going to go to one of those junk stores. I'm talking about Goodwill and that kind of thing. And what it really is great for is how much does electricity does the device use? So, for example, I mentioned that we bought a used chest freezer. It's about 18 cubic feet, and it's an old one. It's made by RCA Whirlpool, but it has a different badge on it. And we have a few of those, and I wanted to compare how much electricity each one of them uses. So, naturally, I plugged them in, you know, through the kilowatt and hit the button that says watts. And it told me one of them was about 250 watts running. Not starting, but running. So you figure it takes 2 to 3 times as much wattage to get that freezer compressor to start as it does to keep it running. And so one of them was 250 watts. Another one was 200 watts. Another one was, you know, a little less than that, maybe 150 watts. So the smaller they are, the lower the wattage consumption. So my concern was how much generator or how much solar power are these devices going to use? So I plan accordingly. I just don't connect devices to our solar system without knowing what the burn rate is, if you want to call it burn rate. Well, there's another button on this kilowatt device that's really, really neat. And that is an elapsed time consumption. So, for example, you know for a fact that unless you have a smart refrigerator, if you have an old-fashioned one like we have, the compressor kicks on when it determines, the thermostat determines that it needs to cool the inside of the box. you know that the light comes on when you open the door. And if you don't have the door open, and if you don't have the defrost cycle running, if you have a frost-free type freezer, then, and the light's not on, the defrost is not on, and the compressor's not on, you know it's not using any electricity. But how much electricity does it use, like for a month? Well, the kilowatt device, the meter, if you will, has a button that you can push that will tell you over time how much electricity that device has used. And that was really neat. So I hit that button, and I started it on day one, and I watched the display. Oh, here's how much it used today. Here's how much it used 2 days, 3 days. Here's how much electricity it used per month. And then if you want to know, if you're connected to the grid, how much that costs you, you can look at the number of kilowatts and multiply that times the number of cents per kilowatt hour that your electricity utility charges you. So, for example, around here, it's 10 or 11 cents per kilowatt hour. So let's say 10 cents to make it simple. So if I use 1 kilowatt, I know that costs me 10 cents. If I use 10 kilowatts, it costs me a dollar. And I can look at how much it costs me per month. And if you want to know, it will support up to 15 amps. So what does that mean? That means you could probably run a small window air conditioner on it and determine exactly how many watts that is. Now, I bought a used small window air conditioning unit, one that uses R410A refrigerant. I really wanted one that used R12, which is a much older refrigerant and much better, but I couldn't find one. And typically, those have been beat up and left in barns and left in garages, and they're all dusty and dirty and moldy. So it's going to be really tough to find one that's in pristine condition that hasn't been used very much. So I couldn't find one, so I bought one as a spare window air conditioning unit. No, what would I do with that? We had central air. Well, I don't expect the central air conditioning system to work forever. I really don't. And I don't want to buy all the parts for a central air conditioning system for replacement. It'd be really expensive. It'd be in the thousands of dollars. So what I did for an emergency was I bought a used, great condition window air conditioning unit. You can get them for about $100. A nice, clean, used one. And you can stick that in a window, and you can shut off, you know, parts of your house and just dehumidify and cool your house. And it won't be like central air, that's for sure, but it won't be really humid either. So you'll remove the humidity, and you'll keep the house from getting moldy, because if you leave the windows open, it'll be terrible because of all the moisture. We'll be right back. It's just me today for hour number one. And then Joe's going to join us. We're going to talk about guns.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department just releasing its weekly jobless claims report. Initial claims totaled 1.3 million last week. That was 99,000 fewer than the week before. The number of new claims keeps going down, but continuing claims are totaling still over 18 million. States with the biggest increase in first-time claims last week included Michigan, Indiana, and Texas. The biggest declines were in Oklahoma, Florida, and Maryland. Newly released transcripts show George Floyd told Minneapolis police officers he couldn't breathe more than 20 times before he died. The documents from the department's body cam footage confirming Floyd's interactions with officers when one of the officers, who now faces a murder charge, knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A new report claims Kanye West has been having a bipolar episode recently. The billionaire rapper did recently announce he's running for the White House, and he gave an interview to Forbes magazine this week, in which he claimed, among other things, that vaccines are, quote, the mark of the beast, and that Planned Parenthood does, quote, the devil's work. Now TMZ says its Kanye sources are telling them that West is in the midst of a serious bipolar episode and that the family is very concerned. It says family members and those close to West are worried that this disorder is affecting his decision making. And the Wonder Years are coming back to us.
He's not my girlfriend.
This was true. Winnie Cooper was not my girlfriend. When we were very little, we used to go down to Harper's Woods and catch fireflies, but we really hadn't hung out at all together since we were about 9.
ABC announcing it's reviving that hit show, but this time it'll be focusing on a black family in 1960s Alabama. The original ran from 1988 to 1993 and starred Fred Savage, who's also always been against bringing the show back in its same form, but now the network says he's on board with this. In fact, he's listed as executive producer and is planning to direct the first episode. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Black. Oh, God,
take my.
When you go to the
season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow, we in a world of hurt. You got three guys running for president, or at least claiming to be running for president, slash CEO of the United States of America. One is a plagiarist. He's been in Congress for almost his entire life, and he doesn't know how he got these problems. He is the problem. That's one guy. Another guy allegedly paid someone to take the Scholastic Aptitude Test for him, so that he could fraudulently gain admittance to the Wharton School, the Wharton Business School of the University of Pennsylvania, a prestigious school, no question about it. It has a higher reputation than the university that I went to, because Wharton School is top shelf in terms of business. Not that I went to a substandard one. I went to a pretty good one, too, but not that good. But I got in, honestly, I actually took the Scholastic Aptitude Test for myself. And then we've got another guy who is allegedly bipolar. And he says that he's going to seek the advice of Elon Musk. That's what we need. We need a guy who wants to bore holes in the atmosphere frivolously. We want a guy who wants cars to drive themselves. And a guy who's interested in expending the natural resources of the earth frivolously. Three absolutely awful candidates. We don't have a good candidate. Now, of course, I'd like to see the one who allegedly paid someone to get into the Wharton School. He would be my first choice of a bad lot. He would be my first pick. Because the others are worse. So, here's an interesting thing. And we're talking about a spare air conditioning unit, a Plan B. So you can buy a 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8,000 BTU unit. Make sure that if you do, that if you have a generator to run that darn thing, that it can support the startup load. Okay? And that if you have a generator, well, the way to do it, in my opinion, the best choice for a generator is a diesel. It's the most efficient. And if you get one that runs at 1,800 RPM rather than 3,600 RPM, it'll last a lot longer. Diesel fuel has about 130,000 BTUs of energy per gallon. Gasoline is about roughly 100,000 BTUs per gallon, depending on the kind of gasoline. And propane, about 90,000 BTUs. So in terms of efficiency, you can say, well, all things being equal, diesel is going to give you the most runtime per gallon. Gasoline in the middle, propane the least, but propane is the cleanest. But you still, a propane generator is really a gas engine generator that's been modified to run on propane. They still run at 3,600 RPM, which is wide open throttle, which means that they're going to burn out very quickly. It doesn't matter whether you have one that is a whole house generator with a automatic starting system. I wouldn't want one of those anyway. I wouldn't depend on that, and I wouldn't want the complexity. I want a really simple generator that has manual controls, and I would want to know how to use them, and I'd want to know how to maintain the generator. And that's what we have. We have a diesel generator, and it's 5 kilowatts, but it weighs like 1,100 pounds. It's a military surplus, MEP-002A. MEP-002A. I believe that's the model number. Could be -003A, but I believe it's 002A. Two-cylinder, Onan, air-cooled, military surplus from the 1990s. You can get them for about $1,500. They are fabulous. They are really big, really loud, and really heavy. And you can fabricate yours to run on with a four-cylinder, you know, Asian-type automobile muffler, which is what I did. I bought a muffler for a Toyota or a Honda or something like that, and a new muffler, and I fabricated the exhaust system so that it runs through that muffler, and it's really, really quiet. But I also have the acoustic sound dampening kit to go with that particular generator because it is so loud. Without that retrofit kit that was offered to the military, I think that kit was like $5,000 as an add-on. You know, your tax dollars paid $5,000 or so, maybe even more, for the sound dampening kit for this particular generator, just for the sound part. And it is so loud without that that if you have earphones, ear muffs on, you know, like for shooting, you're going to need to have earplugs underneath your ear, your hearing protection over your ears. It's so loud. It's unbearable. It's over 110 decibels. It's like a jackhammer. And you can probably hear it for half a mile, unless you have the retrofit kit for it. Now, here's an interesting thing. Oh, bottom line is, so what are you going to do about air conditioning? Because I believe, and you don't believe me, but I believe that the grid is going to experience blackouts and brownouts. I really believe it, this summer, because of the heat and people working, allegedly working from home. All right, So what does it cost when your air conditioning unit quits? And here's what happens. And I know people recently who have experienced this, a couple of them already. And so their air conditioning system quits, and they call the guy. And the guy says, oh, comes out and looks at it and goes, okay, well, you know what? This thing is 10 years old, so we shouldn't even repair it. We should just replace it. We'll replace the inside unit, and we'll replace the outside unit. And, you know, because it's 10 years old, the refrigeration is uses an older Freon, an older refrigerant, and it's hard to get. And it's $100 a pound for the refrigerant. $100 a pound. And how much does it use? Well, about roughly five pounds. So $500 worth of refrigerant. But you know what? Since it's 10 years old, and since it uses the R22 refrigerant, which is so hard to get, we should just put the new stuff in, all new, and then you won't have to worry about it. To that I say, nonsense. And I'll tell you why. So I know someone who I was on the phone with, and that's what they were told. And they said, you know what, by the way, since we're going to replace the inside unit, the inside coils, the outside coils, well, we ought to replace the backup or the heating system, too. So we'll put in a new gas furnace because that's 10 years old, too. So we'll replace the inside unit, the outside unit, and the gas heating unit. So $6,500, and you'll be good to go, and everything will be new. Well, I came up with a different plan. I said, you know what? That's nonsense. I know what's wrong. I haven't even seen it, and I know what's wrong. It's the A coil, because what happens with air conditioning systems, when that compressor starts up, it creates pressure inside the A coil. The A coil is that coil that gets cold inside the house. It's made out of aluminum tubes, typically, and expands and contracts and gets heated and cooled, and eventually they crack and they leak. So what the refrigeration guy, the salesman, would say is, we don't know where it's leaking, can't find it. Well, you just replace the whole A coil. How much does that cost? I don't know, $250, $300. $250 or $300. Now, what about that real hard to get $100 a pound R22 refrigerant? We'll call it Freon. You can buy it. You can buy it on eBay for $177 for 10 pounds. Now, think about that. It's not $100 a pound. It's $18 a pound. One-fifth of the cost that they say it costs. And it's available. So what I recommended to this one particular person was, get rid of that guy. He's an idiot. He just wants to sell you $6,500 worth of stuff, and you can pat yourself on the back after you cry from spending so much money. You can say, well, I got a new system. But the new system's worse than the old system, because the new refrigerant is nowhere near as good as the old refrigerant. R22 is really, really, really good. And you can buy it on eBay. Virgin R22 for $177 on eBay for 10 pounds. And $250 or $300 for the A-coil. Now, let's say I'm totally wrong, and it's not the A-coil. Let's say it's the outside unit that's leaking, the compressor and that, and the condensing coils outside. Well, how much do they cost? Well, a 3-ton unit, which is what, you know, 3 tons doesn't mean it weighs 3 tons. It means 3,600 BTUs. I'm sorry. Yeah. 36,000 BTUs. 1 ton is 12,000 BTUs. How much does that cost? About $1,100. So if I'm totally wrong, we will have spent $250 for the A coil. We'll have spent less than $200 for the refrigerant, and we get 2 refills. With that refrigerant, because 5 pounds is what it takes, and there's 10 pounds in the cylinder. So you can do it twice for less than $200. And then we'd have to spend another $1,100 or so for the outside unit. So now instead of $6,500, we are at $1,100 plus $200 plus $250. Way better, right? And everything's new. And you still have, if you don't have to get the outside unit, you still have the A coils. And you'll still get maybe another 10 years out of the outside coils and compressor. And here's what your government's doing. They are banning the use of refrigerants. And there are dates associated with this. Now, here are some of the big ones. So for household refrigerators and freezers, there's an R134A. That's what's in your car, unless you have a brand new car. R134A. That will be banned in January 2021. Ooh, like 6 months. Do you have one of those? Does yours leak? Well, unless you're extra special and yours doesn't leak, because everybody else's does, you ought to consider getting some R134A. How much does it cost? Well, you can get it full retail at an auto store for, let's say, $10 a can. How much does it take? Well, 1 3/4 to 2 cans to recharge your system if you have a slow leak. So $20. Or if you're really smart, you go buy it someplace else. You buy it by the case, which is what I do. Not that I'm smart, but I buy it by the case. And you can get it for $3.33 a can. Shipped. So we're looking at, for you and me, you know, the bottom 93%, we're looking at R134A, the most common refrigerant for automobiles, and some refrigerators and freezers in homes, and the retrofit for, you know, vintage cars like my old AMX, which replaced the R12. The R134A replaced the R12. And that's what I use in the John Deere tractor, R134A. Phased out January 1, 2021. Brought to you by your government. So that means that when you talk to your local refrigeration guy, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, well, you need a new one. You need a new what? Well, you need a new window unit because, well, you know, because it uses that old-fashioned, can't-get-any-more refrigerant. Your central air conditioning uses that old-fashioned, can't-get-any-more refrigerant. That's not true. You can get it, and there are drop-in replacements. Well, sort of drop-in. They're not as good. Bob will be right with you after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bob will be with you in just a few seconds. I just want to wrap this up. So, what am I talking about? So, the student who I was on the phone with about this air conditioning system, that student was told $4,500 to replace the inside and the outside unit because this system used had a leak, and it's too hard to figure out where the leak is. Well, the leak is the A-coil. Okay? $6,500 if you wanted to replace the air conditioning system and put a new gas furnace in to replace the perfectly working gas furnace that's there. Okay? My recommendation was replace the A-coil for $250, buy a refrigerant for about $200, the R22 that they say you can't get. It's nonsense. You can get it on eBay. And the whole job would be $450 for the parts, and then pay a technician $200 to $250 to do the whole thing. So in terms of the parts, one-tenth the cost. My recommendation was one-tenth the cost. So, yes, it can be done. Bob in Michigan, welcome.
Yeah. So I see you're talking about air conditioning. Boy, I don't know if that's any, yeah. You know, working on an air conditioning unit is anything I'd want to tackle there.
Why not? Wait. Why not?
Well, it's just not... I think it's easier to just go out and get a, you know, hire a company that's qualified to do that. You know, for me,
right.
You know,
okay, hold it.
For the average person.
Well, okay, I'm an average guy. So before I worked on an air conditioning system, I never worked on one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I decided that, you know, that guy puts his pants on the same way that I do. I didn't think he was all that smart, the first guy I saw do it. So I decided I was going to learn how to do it. Okay, now, have I ever been to air conditioning school? No. But I fix air conditioners. I know how to do it. I can go toe-to-toe with pretty much anyone who works on an air conditioning system. We can talk about pressures. We can talk about temperature versus pressure. We can talk about scroll versus, you know, one-speed, two-speed. We can talk about SEER, the seasonal efficiency rating. I mean, I can do that. Well, you know, it's not that hard. I bought the equipment. I bought the manifold gauges. I bought an evacuation pump. I know how to do it. Now,
cool.
Well,
oh, that's great.
Actually, okay, yeah, and you can too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, fortunately, I got to tell you a very quick story. Yeah,
let me tell you a quick story. So, okay. So a guy I know has a friend in the air conditioning business, and he had a commercial rental property where he conducted his business. We'll call it a strip mall, right? He had a business in a strip mall. And absolutely it required air conditioning or he could not service his, to do his work. All right, so his air conditioning unit quit. He called his buddy, and his buddy says, it's old. We need to replace the evaporator. We need to the compressor, the condenser, the equivalent of the inside-outside unit, let's say $10,000. And we can do it for you, and we can have it done in 2 or 3 days. Called another guy up, because this guy knows me. He decided he wasn't going to take his best buddy's, this contractor's opinion. He called another guy. Another guy went up on the roof, came down a half hour later, said, all fixed. He said, what was it? And he said, well, it was the capacitor. The starting capacitor on the compressor was bad. I put a new one in. The bill's $30, 30. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
you can.
There's plenty of scams in the heating and cooling business. Refrigeration,
right. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, the thing I was going to... Have you seen all the... they're advertising this little tabletop air cooler. Now, for some reason, there's ads all over the place for this little thing. It's about $90. It's nothing but a little fan that sits on a desktop. You pour some water into it, and they say it'll cool a room off in like 60 seconds. Have you seen?
I've only gone as far as college chemistry and physics. I haven't gone any farther than that. But I did study at the university.
Yeah.
And that violates pretty much every law of thermodynamics that I've studied.
I know.
So I would have to say it's absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Just, I bite my tongue when I hear some commercials on the radio, and I don't listen to much radio, but they talk about, hey, you can have this, almost like a pocket-sized solar panel, and it, can recharge your car. Okay, it can recharge your car's battery, but it'll take 6 years.
So, anyhow. Well, if you catch one of those ads, you'll see what a joke it is, yeah.
I hope it doesn't make you feel cool,
but it isn't going to cool off a room.
When you said that, I was thinking about, they sell these bags of chemical, and you hang it in your basement, and it will dehumidify your basement. Really? Well, my dehumidifier will take out, let's say, 20 pints of water a day. This thing will take out maybe 1 pint of water once.
Yeah.
And then it's done. So if it seems like it's too good to be true, that's because it
probably
is.
Probably is.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks so much. Looks like Guns 80 is going to be with us second hour. We're going to be talking about how to build an AR-15 legally without paperwork from the big bad system. Privately and without paperwork. You got 22s? Because they'll fire in an AR-15 if you get the right conversion kit. No kidding. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for calling in.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.